Linnea Quigley, and I'm here watching a film that I did many years ago with a really famous director.
Well, I wasn't so famous back then, and I'm more infamous now, but my name is Dave Dakota. I'm the director, under the name Alan Cabot,
yes,
of A Deadly Embrace, and I co-produced the film with a number of people, one of which is Linnea Quigley. This movie came about, I wanted to make a thriller, a sexy thriller. I don't know if sexy thrillers had become popular at the time or why I did this movie. I just remember there was a whole erotic thriller phase in the late 80s, early 90s, and mine, movie Deadly Embrace, may have been the first one. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But I approached a young writer, actually a young actor who wanted to write a script, and he had pitched me a script called Assault of the Party Nerds that he wanted to do, and he wanted me to finance it, and I said, I'm sorry, I'm not that interested in financing that film, but if you wouldn't mind, would you mind writing a script for me? And so he said, sure, and he decided to write Deadly Embrace for me, and so he wrote it, and made the movie. The film is photographed by Tom Calloway, and Tom is one of his very first professional jobs in Hollywood was the movie we did together, Creepazoids.
Yeah. Yes.
Steve Ashley Brake was the DP on The Imp. Del Casher was a composer, but owned a post sound house called, and still does, called California Audio Post. Tony Malinowski was an editor that had edited Deadly Sting or Evil Spawn.
Oh, yeah.
For Ken Hall and Fred Ray, and I had him edit Nightmare Sisters and Dr. Alien and this film. And Dwayne Murakami was a kind of a line producer type of location manager. Anthony Ferrari is just a name I came up with. Richard Gavine,
there he is,
as the writer. And we had a pretty terrific cast. Of course, I went to Linnea as usual and said, hey, let's, you know, come on over and we'll make a movie. And we went out and made it. This is the first movie I took this pseudonym on. I don't know why I did, but
I thought it was you just hated the movie or something.
I didn't really care for the movie much, but I also felt that my name was on too many movies too quickly, and I thought if I overexposed my name, it might not. I don't know. I thought it would lessen the value of the films, and I don't know what I was thinking, but. Anyway, so this stuff is was shot at California Audio Post in the little recording studio. We the film came a little short, then we decided to add a little wraparound bookend footage of this for this movie to help sell the story a little more. And we went ahead and shot these scenes. I can't remember whose hands are which or who.
That must be Ken.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be Ken, but I don't think it was really him. I think it was somebody else.
A hand
and
double.
And I don't know whose hand double this. I don't know who the hand this is, but and there's a donut.
I know.
There.
I love the donut. It's the cop with the donut.
The cop with
you
the
know,
donut.
It's like hot set. Don't touch it. Look at the dot. Look at the phone. Doesn't even.
Oh,
it's got
God.
A rotary dial. I mean, that dates it so much. It's like, but it's filmed like, I mean, the atmosphere and the gels. It's filmed beautifully.
Yep.
And here comes a 260, 240, 280Z, something like
really?
That. Yeah.
Now, this young actor here is Ken Abraham. Ken I met many, many years prior to it. Well, maybe not many, maybe four or five. I was one of my very first jobs in Hollywood is I was a craft service guy for a number of movies, and I did a film called Tough Turf with Robert Downey Jr. and James Spader and everybody. Kim Richards was in it, and I was the craft service guy. One of the extras was this young actor named Ken Abraham, who was absolutely gorgeous, and I just couldn't take my eyes off of him, and I said, one of these days I'm going to be a movie director. And he says, well, one of these days I'm going to be an actor, so let's work together. So we kept in touch. I can't remember what happened. But we ended up, I cast him in Creepazoids.
Yes. Yes.
And we had a great time. He's a really good guy. He was very uninhibited. and had no problem doing all of the nudity that was required for the roles. And there was always an excuse back then to get the guys out of their clothes and movies, and the girls, but guys got naked too.
And he was nervous. I tell you, he was so nervous at that. That was his first nude scene. Oh, my God. And I kept making him more nervous. He worked out every day before he came to set on Creepazoids.
Well, this movie, I told him, I said, look, there's a lot of nudity, a lot of simulated sex. And he said, as long as the girls are hot, then...
Oh, God, how funny.
I'm interested. Now, this is the house that we just saw was at Beverly Hills. It was a friend's house. Mm-hmm. And this is actually supposed to be the spare bedroom or in the back guest house or something. I can't remember.
It had a little guest house he stayed in as the handyman.
Exactly. And this is actually a...
This is a loft downtown,
right?
Yeah.
It's a loft downtown. And we built a little bit of this set here because we had to create a false wall so we could put the mirror there and she could see through the mirror. The way I ended up shooting, look at that ancient... He brings his answering machine there.
I love it because I'm surprised he doesn't have his... what were those things called? Pagers or something?
Yeah, pagers.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I got a call.
He brings a gigantic answering machine.
I know, exactly.
And he brings your 8x10.
My 8x10, I love it. But it is explained in the movie that I am an actress, so, you know, I have an 8x10.
Yeah. Now, the actress here is Ty Randolph. Ty, I had met through the casting director of this film, Jerry Wolfe, and... Ty had been in, I think, a few Roger Corman movies, but her big claim to fame is she was one of the stars of a TV series called Heart to Heart. She was on that show for a number of years, actually.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And,
she's beautiful and
beautiful,
talented.
Beautiful, talented, smoking hot body.
Yes. Oh, God.
And very uninhibited and was very game on doing all the love scenes you'll be seeing later on in this movie. So, but this film, we made the film, and it got distributed by a company called Prism here in the United States and did extremely well overseas. And sure enough, this is so Marcus Welby, this kind of zoom to the...
Yes, you're right, to the episode now. Oh, I know that actor.
That's Jan Michael Vincent, ladies and gentlemen. I think he was 45 years old when he did this film. Very handsome.
Yes.
I had a crush on this actor since I was a kid in Baby Blue Marine and...
the Disney stuff he did.
The most beautiful man in movies. And this is Ruth Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Ruth Collins was introduced to me by a director, a friend of mine, Chuck Vincent, who worked out in New York. And she was coming to L.A. and they introduced us. So he introduced us. So I cast Ruth in this role. That's the outside of the California Audio Post. It's supposed to be your apartment or your loft or
that's
something.
That's right,
you my live
loft.
In an alley, I guess.
Yeah, I live in the alley. And I remember doing this scene, and they set up the camera, and they'd be like, okay, Linnea, change clothes and answer the phone again. Change your hair, answer the phone again. It's like, you know, I'm painting or something. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Auditioning for a film, I forget all these things.
Exactly.
I just kept changing clothes and coming back with a new hairstyle.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that was the thing, is you, the movie was 5 days, and this one was five days. This was shot in 16 millimeter, not super 16, just 16, a good old-fashioned 16 millimeter, and if I'm not mistaken, with a Cine, what was the name of that camera? It was a really noisy camera.
Yes.
A lot of the footage was scratched, and it was a CP16.
Yeah.
It was a CP16, and, blimped camera, and this back in this Beverly Hills mansion we shot, she looks dynamite.
Oh yeah.
And this was shot prior to the video taps and the monitors, so you could actually watch what you were,
the video sys.
So you can see a video sys, so you can see what you're doing. So you just had to kind of hope that the DP was good, and that she's checking him out. Watch this last look. She goes, whoa.
Ooh, yeah. Her eyes get really big, like I got a hottie.
Up in the pool. Pool boy pulls out the hose.
Oh, yeah. He's got a big hose, too.
He's got a big hose. And then she's got that great hat on. Anyways, this is the backyard of this Beverly Hills house we were borrowing from a friend. This was my friend Dell's house. And
that's right. You had to take your shoes off when you walked in.
And there's Jack. Jack Carter, ladies and gentlemen. This was shot on the streets of Westwood, and as you saw, those were our extras in the background. There's little Santa Monica Boulevard. This was my distributor's office. A company called Film Trust was my distributor at the time.
Oh, I remember them well.
Yeah, they were great. And Marco Colombo, this is obviously Lincoln Borough's office for that day.
Jen Michael had been on Airwolf, and then time out, and he had like a little anger issue or something, I think, and he was like, pussycat to work with, I think.
He was a doll. He was an absolute doll. Yeah. He's one of the nicest guys in the world. I put him in a Speedo in this movie.
Yeah.
He learned his line. I mean, he was literally cast the day before. Wow. He got the script in the morning. We had 40 pages to do with him in 2 days, and he nailed it one take every time.
Oh, man.
He reads the script once. I've never seen... I mean, he will read it once. I wish, too. I can't remember anything anymore, but he would read it once, and then when I roll sound, he would shoot it. He'd know every line.
God. Now, did you have somebody else in terms, I mean, if you cast him the day before?
Yeah, we had another famous actor who we had cast, and my wardrobe guy called him to say, okay, in this scene, all these scenes, you need to bring this wardrobe, that wardrobe, jacket, tie, this thing, that thing, that. And that particular actor said, look, I've been in this business a long time, and I made a lot of movies, and I've never worn my own clothes once in any film I've ever been in, and I don't intend to do it now. So I said, okay, well, you know, so I told the wardrobe guy, I said, fine. So I called the cast director and said, we should probably get rid of this guy. Mm-hmm. He's trouble, and if he's not bringing his own wardrobe, he's going to end up being in this movie naked. So I said, let's go with somebody else. He says, fine, I'll let him know.
Okay, let me see if I've got
this. We let him know. I said, find me somebody. 10 minutes later, he called and said, Jan Michael wants to do the movie, and Jan was a huge star at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Airwolf was one of the biggest TV series on at the time.
I'll call you later and tell you.
And sure enough, we
got him.
We got him. And he came down. It was amazing we got him.
Yeah.
And
there's Ruth.
And that's Ruth Collins. Got to kiss Jan Michael, and they looked dynamite together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And...
This
She's
was Film Trust. This
very
was
the... Marilyn Monroe-ish in this part.
Yeah, she's very Marilyn Monroe. Very. She's very sweet. She's kind of, she's a comedian, you know, and she's very sweet. And she also went off from this film to do a Fred Olen Ray movie called Little Witches, I think. Little Witches or Little Witches.
Children's?
No, it was like a sexy comedy.
Okay.
Sexy horror comedy.
Okay.
I think it was called Little Witch or something like that. She's a doll. But we had we had no lighting package. It was very small. But Jan was such a nice guy and such a great guy to work with. I was hoping to work with him again. But he worked with a lot of friends of mine. And I'm not sure what he's up to nowadays. I think he moved to the South or something. I'm not sure if he retired or not.
He looks great here.
He looks great. He was a very nice guy and such a pro and no bullshit.
Yeah. Which is really important. Mm-hmm. Really, really important.
On a 5-day feature, absolutely.
I know, because he was such a name, it would be like, you know, he could be giving you attitude like the other guy.
Yeah, he could have been a big problem, but he was not. And he should have been a big problem because he was a big star. I mean, we got him I'm not even going to say what we paid him, but it was so cheap. I went, are you kidding me? Are you missing? I told Jerry Wolf, I said, are you missing 2 zeros off of that quote? He says he'll. He said he'll do it for what the other guy was going to do it for. What I was paying the other guy was not a lot.
That's amazing.
So I said, okay, send them over. And he did. And his manager came with him. I can't remember his manager's name.
I remember that. Yeah, and they sat in the Winnebago.
Yep. And we had a motorhome for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. Oh, and he showed up in his Mercedes, an old beat up Mercedes. Showed up. He goes, Dave, I was going through all my wardrobe, and I said, fuck it, I'll just bring everything I have. And he emptied his entire closet and put it into the backseat of his car, and he showed up on time with his entire wardrobe in the backseat.
Oh, my God. I think there's a sexy scene with him, too.
I think so, too.
He's wearing something nice.
I think he's just, you know, so, but we're here, I think we're coming up on a,
I've got an interview tomorrow.
We're coming up on a... Hold on.
The pop.
Hey, Scott.
trying.
Hey. Okay, great. I'll come by. Bye-bye.
Me too.
Is this the scene coming up that Ken was kind of nervous about?
Yes. And, of course, he was talking about it to me, and I was like, you know, I would always razz Ken about stuff like that. You know, like, I'm like, oh, your scene's coming up. Yeah, oh, it's about time for your scene.
We have a scene in this movie that this scene coming up is a little unusual for a, you know, a B-genre movie, is you have a male masturbation scene, which, you know, the girls masturbate all the time in the movies, right?
Oh, yeah. All the girls,
all the time in the movies, but you never see a dude do it.
Right.
And so I wanted this whole thing where she was really longing for a lover, and so she watched him through this two-way mirror, and he's looking at his girlfriend's picture, and he decides he's going to pleasure himself. And so it was a relatively wild moment, and it was one of those weird times where, you know, Ken was like, okay, I'll do it. But he goes, okay, I'll do it. I'll have no problem with it. But it was just, the whole crew was like, what kind of scene are we shooting here?
Exactly. The way it was written in the script, it sounded worse.
I know, but listen, this is where you're trying to
I'm like, I gotta untie this, and I'm like, it's not untying. I'm like, I gotta be okay. Let's take it over the shoulder now, and I'll just slip out of it this way.
Don't mind me.
I'm gonna be coy. One of those awkward moments where you
couldn't untie undressing on camera is the most difficult thing to block it. Cause,
like, later I have tight jeans. It's like, you know, how do you do that sexily? You know, exactly. Like, get on the floor and struggle. Now, Michelle Bauer, like, all of a sudden she's in there.
Well, Michelle Bauer, I wanted to have, like, this sort of, well, I think she's credited as Spirit of Sex, which I think the editor may have come up. I can't remember.
I like that.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. And he keeps turning away from the camera.
I know. And he's like, God, I'm doing this. I can't believe it. Because he's kind of shy.
He's shy, but he's girl crazy. He liked the girls.
Yes, but he's shy. When he read that, he was just like, oh, my God.
Your bottoms really are off already.
I know. My clothes all came off. And he kind of, like, thinks...
You know, she makes a noise or something, and he hears
okay, that's it. Like, okay, I better not do this now. I've been bad.
And there you are.
And I just keep going.
There you are.
This was lit so pretty, too, with this blue gel and the shadows.
This was Steve Blake shot. Yeah. This is the guy who shot Sorority Babes. And then I had Michelle do the Spirit of Sex thing, and she eventually takes her top off. We have all this sort of... the movie came in short from the 5 days, and I did a day of pickups of just a lot of hot footage with nude people.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
And I asked Michelle if she'd come down for a day and do... some
erotic stuff,
and she's like, okay. So, and I don't know where we shot that.
This is one of my first, like, really erotic thrillers. You know,
had you done graphic sex scenes like this before?
No, this is really one of the first. Usually I was the victim or right. Something. I wasn't really the aggressor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and this is Ken's shower scene.
Oh yeah, he also had to have a shower scene. Of course, he had been broken in on Creepazoids, you know, which was his first nude scene.
I can't believe that I have as much...
everything.
I don't remember... Almost. I don't remember it being as graphic. You know, because this film...
Yeah.
I don't think this film even got an MPA rating. I don't even think they rated it. It did so well internationally. It was just... But I can't believe how much nudity there is in this movie.
Oh, yeah. Now, somebody asked me, now, here there is, but, like, on Cougar Cult and stuff like that, the guys don't wash with soap.
Right. Right. Everybody, in my newer shower scene moments, they just rinse off. They're just rinsing off, yeah.
Okay.
Now, she's supposed to be looking through a mirror, and it's truly where she's looking, and then we have that video camera.
Oh, that's an ancient video camera.
Ancient VHS camcorder.
Camcorder, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And, like, she's really getting into it. She's loving it.
Oh, yeah.
She's loving it. And, yeah. anyway. But it's, you know, it's, that's like she's behind that mirror. It's not really sold very well. I kind of shot it the wrong way, and I shot a lot of things the wrong way. But
you can't tell.
You can't tell.
You're just being critical, really. Yeah. When you look back on something and think, and then
back to Michelle.
Back to Michelle, which looks a lot like Ty.
She does.
It's like,
so it's interesting that I don't know how the hell this all came together. But it's a hoot.
She's talented, pretty. It's amazing. She's just, you know, these Ty, looks you could.
Ty and Michelle, absolutely. They're both stunning and talented and beautiful.
Oh yeah.
And kind of surprised I didn't work with Ty again.
I know. A lot of people disappear, and you don't know how to.
I don't know what
with Facebook and everything, you'd think you'd get a hold of them or something.
Maybe I just did one movie with her.
There's where she looks so hot.
Look at her fucking body.
I know it.
She's so hot.
Was she a dancer or something?
She must have been. Look at that body.
Yeah. No, she looks amazing.
And she's such a doll. Wasn't she so sweet?
She was sweet. She was
so
really sweet.
This is that pool in the Beverly Hills. And
back to the...
It's funny because we keep using different... Although this is supposed to be his attorney's office.
Oh, yeah, because...
And this is shot at... this is shot there as well at Film Trust at Century City.
Wow.
And we got Jack Carter, famous Jack Carter.
Yes.
Good friends with the casting director, Jerry Wolf.
Do it for you.
Yeah.
And he said, anything in this for Jack? And I go, Jack Carter? I said, didn't he play, like, the mayor or the president in Alligator and all these great movies? Obviously, incredible comedian.
Oh, yes.
I said, yeah, will he come in for this price? And I threw out a number, and he said, he might. So he called me and said, I'll be there. How long do you need me? I said, like 3 or 4 hours. So I'm there. And I remember him driving up, and it was Mercedes, and pulling in. He goes, so, where do you want me to park? And I went, I said, right down the street, there's plenty of park. He says, okay, I'm ready to go to work.
So, oh, my God, what spirit. Now, is Jack still alive?
I don't know if he is or not. I think he might be. After this, I introduced him and Troy Donahue to my friend Chuck Vincent, who introduced me to Ruth Collins.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Chuck's no longer with us.
That's right.
Chuck passed away.
Yes, that was sad. I think Chuck Vincent... was involved with Summer Camp.
He directed Summer Camp.
Yes,
that's right.
He directed it.
He directed your movie Summer Camp. I completely forgot that. That's right.
Here comes the
She even knows how to lay down.
I know it. Sexily.
She's
amazing.
She's so erotic, this woman. She's amazing.
This is the Valdez spill, oil spill.
The Valdez oil spill. Yeah, there's a lot of greasing up in this scene.
Yeah. But it's like, yeah.
Look at that.
I mean,
that is like...
She's a sexy woman. Like, this color of her skin, you know, just everything. It's like, okay.
That is...
It's like, that's a body.
That's juicy. That's a juicy shot.
Oh, yeah.
That's a juicy shot. Go, Ken, go.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he had much complaining to do about this.
No. Look at that. It's so oily.
I know it is. It's like, ugh.
I think the concept was this woman... was in her mind of what she wanted to be essential. Go, Michelle!
Yeah, Michelle, show us those. Yes, two of them.
They're all mine.
Yes, they're mine.
They're all my husband's now, but...
Yeah, really.
Oh, hilarious. Look at her. She just knows how to work at times.
Oh, she does.
She actually is probably too young for this part, but she...
Yeah, but she can... She played it.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
like
it.
The young trophy wife.
Exactly. You're right. This is the conference room at Film Trust. And then this is some ancient video game that we had Jack playing.
I can't figure out what it is.
I don't know. It's,
it looks like Space Age or...
I know.
You know?
It's
is it like, Pac-Man or what?
I don't know. He's trying to... he's trying to do
I know.
It,
and why would a lawyer be playing that? Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's not hooked up to anything. That was before computers were even popular. Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
Aww.
Aww, cute little shot. Now, this is the... We cut to that again.
And then she's talking to somebody, but we never shoot his... we never shoot who she's talking to. And I have a feeling that this is, I remember some of the table scenes had some film damage on them.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, we had some big scratches. And there's that
ancient answering machine.
He brings his answering machine.
I know, I love it.
And so we don't even know who she's talking to.
No.
And Jan's always great. He's always looks great. He just knows how to fucking play it.
He does.
He reminds me of, you know who also was like that? Who I worked with? Richard Grieco.
Oh, wow.
They know how to look good at the beginning and end of each scene. They know how to start and a scene before you yell cut. They're already thinking.
There, yeah.
They're already there, you know.
Wow. It only took
50 grand.
Yeah.
Ruth Collins, ladies and gentlemen, and Jan Michael Vincent.
I know.
That's so funny.
Rocking it. He's like having his drink before he goes home.
Mm-hmm.
Poor guy, married to a sexy trophy wife.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this blonde brunette, he's got to have it all. So he's like just playing them all.
You were working a lot around this time, though, weren't you?
Yeah, that's right. I was working a lot. Well, we had been working a lot together, like, you know, during Murder Weapon and Dr. Alien.
You did Hollywood Chainsaw Huggers around this time, though, didn't you?
Don't worry about Charlotte.
I think it was around this time, yes, that I did Hollywood Chainsaw Huggers. The first and only film I did with Fred Olen Ray, yeah.
You only did one movie with him?
Yeah. Thanks a lot for sitting with me. Which was Hollywood Chainsaw Huggers.
Wow.
With Michelle's in.
Did you ever work for Jim Wynorski?
No, never worked with Jim Wynorski.
That's weird.
Yeah.
But you worked with Richard Gavin, because didn't
yes,
you, like,
I did.
Assault of the Party Nerds?
Assault of the Party Nerds, The Heavy Petting Detective, Virgin High, Assault of the Party Nerds 2.
Wow.
So, yeah, actually, I did work for him a lot.
If you don't mind, I think I'll...
And then we worked together in Nightmare Sisters.
Oh, and thanks again for
coming. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, here is where she's getting lonely, and he's, like, gonna call me, like, oh, boy, I feel guilty, I better call.
And you're running into the shot again.
Yeah, change clothes, okay, now my robe. Which, I might still have that robe, too.
Really?
I might. Bought in Chinatown, it's got the dragon on the back. Love that thing.
Ken is such a good actor. He actually worked quite a bit.
Yes.
After this, I think around this time he actually went up to Vancouver and did an episode of 21 Jump Street with Johnny Depp. And he worked quite a bit. I mean, his IMDb is pretty solid. I lost touch with him. We kept in touch for a while. Then I lost touch with him. He's such a sweetheart. And then I bumped into him maybe 2 months ago. And he's got a wife and some kids. And he works as an editor now.
Wow.
So I'm not sure if he's still acting or not, but he is a sweet, sweet, sweet guy.
Oh, yeah.
We had a really good friendship, and I really, really loved him.
Not the typical actor guy.
Not typical, very serious, but fun and light and just new comedy, and he just was always just very solid, you know. I just really, really adored him.
I love his mullet.
His mullet's great. Well,
yeah.
That's that 80s hair, man.
That's the 80s hair, yeah.
We all have
it.
But,
And there's the donut.
There's the donut. You know, whose hands are
Chris,
these?
As you're telling me,
those kind of look like Ken's, but... Now, I wonder
if that's... I can't remember.
There's a hose.
There's a hose. Boy and his hose.
Boy, it's widespread. Oh, okay. They're having fun. She looks hot there.
She does look hot.
Oh, yeah. And then Ken looks hot. I mean, it's like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's where they're all wet now.
Wet t-shirt. I think you invented the wet t-shirt contest.
I did. And then they look at each other, and he's like.
Yeah, this is kind of nice. Look at those breasts.
Wow.
Yeah, just that subtle change in the personality. He's like, whoa, okay.
Uh-oh.
They're going to set those burners off.
Something's
oh
on
gosh,
fire.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Look, she's working that tongue.
Oh,
look
my, I know it.
Go.
I know it. My God. She is after him.
Mm-hmm. Dang. That's some heavy kissing. Oh, back yes. to oh, Michelle Bauer.
Oh,
yeah,
back to Michelle. These oh, my God, are... she's taking it all off. And uh-oh.
Here we go.
Here goes some action.
Yeah.
This was before all the women had tattoos. You know?
Oh, that's right. Yep, that's right.
You know, before the tattoos.
That's right. Were,
now every woman that takes off their top has a tattoo.
Look how much nudity is in this movie.
I know.
We were so naughty back
we
then.
We were naughty.
We were naughty, so naughty.
Oh, my God.
Now we're like, Michelle's working her nipples there.
Yes.
I tell you, it's... I
know.
We were really naughty back then, all of us.
I know.
Shame on us.
I know.
Shameful.
Oh, thank God we were, because now we're boring.
Exactly. Now we're a couple of prudes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So funny.
This is hot, though.
But, yeah, it's like, back then, an actress to do a scene like this was like, oh, my God, you did that. You know, it's like,
oh,
it's
here we go.
Oh, here come the, I knew she was going to take it all off.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my gosh. This scene is
I like
a hot
how that's
scene.
Know how that's strategically covered...
yes.
Strategically
just
covered...
the bums.
The bum. Yeah. And she's, oh, she's licking
she's
him.
She's licking him. Watch, there's a wet spot. It's a real lick. See the wet spot?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Holy cow. Holy
now...
I haven't seen this movie since, I think, The Sound Mix.
I know.
I haven't seen
it's
the
amazing.
Movie since, and it's like, whoa.
Now he's making a paper airplane.
Cut from looking to Jack Carter.
How much is he making an hour to make a play video games and do paper airplanes now?
There was a... Oh, here we go.
Yes. Legs intertwined. She's on top, man.
How did I get an angle so high? How did the... Oh, that was that
stood
loft.
On a ladder?
That was that loft. There was a loft.
So oh, that's right.
It was actually a very big loft, and we did quite a bit in there, actually. So.
That's right. And it's like, you know, she's just like going after him. Eating him up. Oh.
Judges do 10.
Hey, that was a pretty good shot
that's
right in front of the camera.
Shot, right in front of the camera. At Jack Carter, I tell you.
I know. Every little thing he's making another one now.
What are you getting?
I got an idea. Oh, my God.
To do some chores. Now,
oh, this was
I
the second
that.
Day of shooting, this stuff.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, because the first day was up at the house.
I remember it was actually very hot there at the house.
Yeah.
And swimming in that pool at lunchtime. It was really pleasant.
Here we go.
Ken's like, Ken laughs, man. It's like, he's just like, really.
He's a stud in this movie.
Yes. All the women just want him.
I think I didn't do any full frontal on you girls. I don't
think. No.
I think, well, maybe not. Here comes something.
It's like Lacey. I mean, yeah, if your imagination runs away. Nowadays, women don't have hair either.
That's true.
So it's like, it's crazy
there was,
how things have changed.
I was at one point, I think. Yeah, I don't remember there was any full...
No, you show some butts.
There's lots of butts.
Butts, but no full frontal, no.
No full frontal.
I think that would have made it an X.
I don't know.
Back then.
Because I think there was full frontal in some of the movies I did.
I need to rig up a video camera.
God,
and did the whole thing
I can't remember
film.
Anymore. I just remember there's a lot of... There was a lot of... there was a lot of sex in this movie, but I remember it... I don't remember being this graphic. That's
I don't weird. Either. I don't remember these long love scenes. And then there was a girl that really had a crush. The camera assistant, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. I can't remember.
On Ken?
Yeah, well, I think... Does she have a crush on... Well,
or maybe
so,
she was just curious.
Yeah, I think she was curious because she was standing by the camera and she looked at him when he was laying there and she said... When you're having sex, you curl your toes.
She either had a foot fetish or something.
I don't know.
Or, you know, I think it made him uncomfortable because, you know, what was she really watching down there, you know?
Look at Ken go.
I know.
Look at him go. Uh-oh.
He's like, oh, my gosh, I'm in ecstasy. Okay. She heads up, and then she comes up, I remember. She's like, he's like, damn. Oh, there she is up again. She's just a rabbit. They're like, going.
That was some clever editing there.
I know, and it's like, you know, it's funny.
Oh, and back to that camera.
I know, I love it. It's like, it's the enemy. It's like very suspenseful.
But it's not even moving.
That's what I noticed. I'm like, oh, it's not moving. Uh-oh. She ran out of tape.
Jesus Christ.
You'd think she would run out of tape. But how did she start it? That's what I was thinking. They went from the oven to, you know, into the frying pan, into the oven, whatever. And, you know, how did she start it? She must have a remote or something. It's funny. And then they show my picture and, oh, yeah. It's like I'm looking at him, like, through this picture.
Transitional piece here.
You should have my mouth move. Oh, you prick.
He's looking at
it. I know. He kind of, like, glanced at it. Like, he's like hiding a little bit, you know, but he's like, but like both actors. Oh, I got to show my face. I got to show my face.
Look at him go.
Oh, boy, I'm giving him the Eva. Now I'm like, now I'm in my underwear. At least I got that camisole off. You know, like tie a knot. Oh, now it's going again. Had a little glitch. Oh, she's moving downward. Downward she goes.
Holy cow, I didn't realize there was that. That is a mullet, though.
It is a mullet.
That is an 80s do.
Yes.
But all the guys had those back then.
Yeah, they did. They did. If they were cool, they had a mullet.
Yeah.
And then she's back up again. He's like, oh, baby. It's like, you start running, when you do these love scenes, you start running out of things to do. And you're like,
Did you do a love scene in Creepazoids? Oh, the shower.
Yes.
The shower.
With Ken. Yeah. With Ken.
But didn't you, weren't you?
Uh-oh.
Did you have a bed scene with him, too?
Yeah, I take off my top or something. No,
yes, you take off your top. And he goes, get over here, sailor, or something.
That's
like
it.
That.
Uh-oh.
Something. The answering machine. I love that little bag. And he pulls out this gigantic answering machine out of it.
I know it. It's funny. Oh, I think I'm calling. And he's like, oh, God, look what I just did.
he's a little awkward right
now. I know. He's like, I don't know what to do. Maybe I should call her back.
She's all over it. A lot of smokers in this movie.
Oh, my God, yeah. Now, why is the white out there? Here comes a Mercedes.
I think this is Jan.
Oh! It's lucky none of the actors ever drove into houses or any real damages were done.
I know.
Hey, how's my number one girl?
The happy couple.
Working hard? Or hardly working.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh, look at those shorts. Go, Ken.
Those are short. I remember when those were big.
Look at Ken go.
They're making a comeback.
Uh-huh. They're making a comeback, those shorts.
Yes. Now he's back at his office again. Home office.
This is back at his home office.
That's right. I love the red phone.
The bat phone.
Bat phone. Oops, wrong movie.
Hey, listen, I better get going. I'll give you a call later, okay?
My goodness.
Oh, my God. I think that's rotary dial, too.
Hot. That's a hot shot.
Yeah. Now he's like, what should I do? I think I better call her.
With his princess telephone.
No, he dials three numbers.
You can see up his shorts in this shot.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Oh, this is the back. This is the. That was. They heard you again in your next outfit.
I know. Okay. I think I'm probably gonna give them the third degree or something. You know, because they were focusing on my picture and going in. I love that. Closer, closer.
So you're all innocent. Is this the line about blowjobs?
I think so.
Okay. He's like, I don't know.
What do you mean blowjobs?
Blowjobs? That's
right. So when are you going to hear about the movie?
What do you mean blowjobs?
Why do they call them a blowjob when you don't blow on it, you suck on it? You know?
I think the blowjob line was earlier. I think it was,
maybe it was.
Or maybe it was. No, it was.
I think I saw myself say blowjob.
I did. Okay, we're not listening to it, so we can only see. We can only read your mouth for a blowjob.
Exactly. What do you say? We're getting pretty good at that. She's always dressed so nice.
Yeah, she's like teary eyed. Look, I got Jan in little shorts too.
Come wow. On. He looks good.
He looks really good.
He looks just like when he was in those Disney movies.
Mm-hmm. Glad you like it.
That's amazing. He's got his watch on still. Try some of that good home cooking.
Yeah.
No, he's like so attentive to her.
Ken is like,
yeah, like, ooh, do, 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 do.
Series of three shots this movie as well. Oh, yeah.
There's like, oh, it's saying goodnight to him. Are you thinking the same thing I am? Like, the blanket goes... That'd be funny.
Shwing!
Yeah, me. I know, we never say you have bone sex or anything. It's like, I'm so innocent. Like, there's a shot of the moon or the sun or going down.
I don't know when we shot that. Oh, this is a great shot, too. See, Jan knew how to just... I mean, he's such a good guy. I'm going, we got bed scenes, we got...
Oh, yeah. Was this at Dell's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember? Yeah, don't say anything.
No, I won't.
Oh, now this is the spirit of sex. She's now making love to the perfect man. And she's the perfect woman, and in her fantasies, this is what she wants. She wants absolute, total perfection.
Okay.
And so this young man is an actor named Jeff Newton, and he's wearing shorts there for some reason. Oh, for the tight shot,
wait
I put him in shorts.
Yeah.
For the wide shot,
that's interesting.
Nude.
Yeah.
But I met him through a manager or something who said, "Hey, he wants to do movies," and so. And
he didn't mind doing one with Michelle.
So. No, he didn't mind doing the nudity with a pretty girl. So.
No.
Look at him go. Go, Jeff.
Oh, my God.
But,
he's going for it.
He's going for it. But, this is that... Yeah. So funny. So funny.
I know it. He's doing some licking, too.
Oh, but that's odd. No, that's odd right there.
That's a great shot.
That's a great shot.
That's great. That headshot, though, is killing me.
That headshot's killing me.
It's, like, so prominent.
Well, there's a lot of tongue in my movies.
I know.
I don't remember.
This is pure sex. Raw sex.
It's raw sexuality.
Yes.
Now she's pissed because she ain't getting any action because her husband won't deliver.
I know. What's wrong with me? Didn't even, if I looked on her hand, didn't even get her a good rock. No, on her hand, no.
And what's all this stuff directors make actresses put their finger
in
their mouth
I
for?
I don't know.
Why do we do that?
I don't know.
We always make you guys do silly things like that.
Yeah, or lick other people's fingers. Like, that's like such a turn off.
Yeah, like, let me suck your finger. Yeah. That's hot, yeah.
He's like, am I gonna masturbate? No, I just...
Oh my God.
I know.
This is
look
a
at
hot
that.
Movie. Go,
that
Michelle.
That guy's necklace is different.
This is all shot by Steve Blake.
Okay, yes. Steve Blake. Which, it looks amazing. Just,
yeah, it's beautiful.
I mean, you can see the hairs on the legs and, like, just the shadows and shapes. It's amazing the way it looks.
Everybody looks good there. So you got Jan sleeping. And she's going to go,
I'm bored. See, look at the rock. It's not big.
Yeah, he didn't even get her a decent rock.
No. So I wonder what she's going to do.
Yeah, where's she headed?
Yeah.
This was Jan on the set. He would, remember he would play the guitar?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
He played the guitar all the time, and he was having fun. He'd sing, he'd dance, he'd be goofy. He's just a really, really great guy. Really great guy.
Has he done anything lately? I haven't seen him in anything.
Not recently, but I know he was doing a lot of movies after this, and he got in a car accident, I think. And
oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, it was a really bad car accident and stuff. So yes. I don't know what happened.
Do you want me to walk over
ultimately
there?
To Jan, but, you know.
I'll come to you.
He's he's just a solid, solid, solid guy. And back to the spirit of sex.
What number was this movie of yours that you'd done?
As a director?
Yeah, as a director. Would you say...
I directed...
Creepazoid.
No, Dream Maniac, Creepazoid, Sorority Babes, Lady Avenger, American Rampage, Dr. Alien, and then I think Murder Weapon, then maybe Girl Like This One?
Yeah,
Nightmare Sisters.
Girl I Want was later.
Girl I Want was later, yeah. So this is around the 8th or 9th, maybe.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
Really good.
Anyways, back to...
But I remember the erotic thrillers, like they started doing a lot of them with... the one that married Gene Simmons.
Shannon Tweed.
Shannon Tweed, yes. There's that company that just...
They did tons of those.
Tons of them.
Yeah. And Tanya Roberts did a bunch of them, too.
Oh, yes. Right. Yes.
Now, I haven't seen this movie in 25 years, at least 25
God.
Years.
It's scary to say that. He's on the bat phone. Now, that's got a press key, so it's like
he's got that look. He always gives you that look. He's so great.
Yeah.
I can't remember so many wardrobe changes in this movie.
I know there are a lot, and
we never really shot
people bringing their own wardrobes too.
We never shot night for night. We always shot day for night.
Yeah, no more than 12 hours ever.
Ever. Ever. I hated working over 12
hours. Had an hour lunch, I believe.
Hour lunch, and we were usually catered.
Yep.
And, okay, now this is the next morning, I guess.
Now, I don't remember who she was calling.
I can't remember either.
But she's upset.
Now she's going to that room. Oh, maybe he's talking to you or something at this point. I can't remember what it was. There's actually a lot of activity in this little 5-day wonder.
I know. Amazing.
A lot going on in this thing. Oh, this was the outside of that.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
The loft.
I have some time. I'm going to visit him.
Yes.
Hey, look at my sunglasses hanging there and the dice. I hit the dice.
That was the outside of that loft that we shot down.
Right. Which I think, didn't I do Vice Academy there too? I'm pretty
Possibly.
Sure I did.
Possibly.
Because that was a popular place to shoot.
Did we do Dr. Alien before or after this? 80s?
Before, I think.
80, did
before.
We do, did we do before? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, doing it again. Oh, there I go. There, going in on the picture like, oh, God.
Oh, he's having some issues now. He's very guilty about cheating on you.
I'm staring at him.
And that's... Now this... We never made an answer print on this movie. We'd actually transfer the cut negative, so...
Oh.
We're our master on this movie. It may be this VHS tape we're watching.
Wow.
So I know we may
It looks good.
It looks good, though. I mean, I may have to go back to the
it
old master.
It looks really good.
This looks pretty good. This looks pretty good.
Oh, I'd say so. It's not really grainy, nothing.
Yeah,
like that.
I don't know how I let what happened.
Oh, he's telling her
about me coming.
Yeah, or that he can't. They can't really play around anymore.
Right, right. And she doesn't take it well.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't take it well because she.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, and there's a whole subplot about. Whole subplot about.
What do
you some will
do?
Or some estate being inherited or something?
There's not a prenup.
Oh, there's no prenup.
There's no prenup.
That's
and
right.
So if he divorces her, she won't get anything.
Much, right.
So she's not protected for anything, you know, if he decides to divorce her.
Or she, yeah, I can't remember.
I remember that part. She does needlepoint even. She's just the wife.
He's got those short shorts on again, too. Those little Daisy Dukes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I think these are a little tiny bit longer.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
Oh, this is your entrance.
Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming, dear.
Is that your car?
No. That wasn't my car. I don't know whose car that... It was Fred's, maybe, or something.
Oh, it might have been Fred's. Yay.
And, oh, he's spinning me, and I'm so happy to see him.
I'm so glad to see you.
Me, too.
How was your drive?
Too long.
I have the keys in my... Oh, boy.
She goes, hello. Watch her pull her hand away.
Oh!
She's not
I'm surprised she didn't, like, stick me with the...
needle point.
Needle. Ting! You know?
I think she was just unhappy that you were there to take her man. Time.
I think so.
You young, blonde... I think your top should have been a little tighter, though, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so, too.
It was too baggy. That top was too baggy.
That top was too baggy.
You could see your nipples.
I know. I've got that problem. I've got the...
Look at you. Oh, Beverly Hills.
I know. Beverly Hills. Fresh air. Clean living.
This is in Century City. We stole this shot.
Oh, boy. You thief.
Look, you're not serious, are you?
Forever stolen. That'd be a good name for a movie.
Forever Stolen.
Yeah.
Hey, look at his cell phone. Is that? It's like a regular phone.
Oh my God! Oh my God! I remember those. I'm looking at his.
Look
digs.
How perky you are.
I know. It's like, oh, I'm so happy to be here, and I'm an actress to be.
Look at those. What size is that waist? 19 inches.
Oh my God! It probably was then. I have a couple more inches on there now.
Well,
but
look at those. What kind of jeans are those?
Those are acid wash jeans, which are really hideous now. But back then, they were so cool.
And you're like,
and the luggage, it's like, doesn't even have a handle. It's like horrible luggage.
And yeah. She's pissed.
Oh, uh-oh, here comes my scene now.
Let's zoom in on Miss Quigley's crotch.
I know, and it's like, trying to take these off, I remember struggling. I'm like, God,
those
I can't take
tight.
My can't. Oh, they're tight. You can see there's little red marks.
I know, they're so
you
tight.
You had to cut away because getting those off and being like, oh, I can't get them off.
Uh-oh, I think you're going to have I think you have a scene coming up with Ken. And
I think so. It's not... is involved. I don't no, those are coming off too.
Hey. Oh,
da,
God,
da, 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 da. My little mole on my butt. And she's like crushed. It's like
she's like crushed with that hot little body she has. Oh, here we go, Lanham.
She's even okay, take off that top.
Are those perky boobs or what?
They're perky. They're happy.
Those things are perky.
And dang. Now she's like
that is one tight body, but I'll tell you, Linnea, when we were working together on Cougar Cult, you kind of got sassy on that. You have the same body.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
The same body. You still have that perky little tight body. It's called being a vegan.
Yes.
And healthy living.
Being a vegan. Healthy that's a living. Good way to say it. Keep your butt up and your smile tight.
That's right. Or your butt tight and your smile up.
You're right. But, yeah.
Oh, now he's got some swimming scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if I were to do this movie now, this would be like a 10-minute sequence.
You're right.
Oh, this is a perky
you're
shot
right.
of you, too. Your perky booty is coming up.
Oh, that's right. Another oil spill.
Look at that perky booty.
Oh, my God. And that was my bathing suit I remember I brought. Yeah. That one I still don't have, though, I don't think.
Oh, this is cocoa butter? Was it cocoa butter?
No, it was baby oil, I remember that.
Really?
Yes, it was baby oil, so it was really greasy.
Oh, you're all smile. I love your sunglasses.
Oh, though. Those are really in. Yes. They were hanging from my visor, and now, you know, the continuity is amazing. Now here I go, I'm getting really oiled up. It's like, oh my god.
It's like so juicy.
And then I think his hand starts crawling. Oops!
Are you serious?
It's slipping down.
Hey, watch that. Watch that hand, dude.
I know. You're a hand model now.
Yeah, look at your butt.
Oh my god,
you're tight as a drum.
Oh my god.
You're tight as a drum, girl.
Well, her butt was pretty good.
Well, both you guys were pretty smoking little bodies on you. I thought you were like 5 foot, but you're 5'2"?
5'2"?
Wow.
5'2". And
whoa.
Ken wasn't really, really tall. He's probably about 5'8", 9", 10". Uh-oh.
Battle of the 80s sunglasses here.
Exactly. Now, she's got actually the cool shades on for nowadays.
Yeah, that is cool shades for now.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
Mine aren't cool. They're just not cool at all. Yeah, she's so nice to me. It's like, you know.
Little do you know.
Little do I know.
She's going to have a gun pointed to your head.
Oh, I doubt sure. that. I doubt that.
No, she wants her man.
Yes. Now, where's Ken at this point? He's still underwater?
He's
like drowning. Here we go back. There's that donut.
I've been thinking about that donut during those love scenes, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I'm such an old man that I give me a donut.
You're
I'm
looking
happy.
At the donut, like, you know, going in your mouth.
Like Homer Simpson.
I'm
thinking about that donut.
Oh, I know.
I'm such an old man that get that white out.
I know. It's like,
smoking
that's
indoors.
So funny. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great hairdo on you.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of hairdo it is, but it is a hairdo. It's not at least 80s-ish.
It's poofy.
It's no trouble. I have poofy hair. I really enjoy having guests. Oh.
You stopped smoking 4.5 years ago.
Yeah.
But did you ever drink alcohol?
When I was like 18 to 21, I think.
Yeah.
But that was it. You know, only because it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I never, I would just make me tired.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get happy, so it was, yeah. I wish I did.
Getting drunk didn't make you happy? Well,
no.
Yeah, well, you always seem to be pretty clean living here, so.
Yeah, there's except that, for cigarettes.
I guess every shot in this movie has to have your goddamn 8x10 in it.
I know. It's like so prominently
you think at some
displayed.
Point, you think at some point your character would take the epithet and turn it over? Will you?
I would think so.
I think
or he'd turn it over during the love scene or something.
Exactly.
You know? Instead of it staring at him.
Or turn it around. That's a hot shot of Ken. Look at that.
Oh.
That's a hot shot of Ken.
He's got a tight booty
He's
there.
He's got a great booty.
Yeah.
He's got a great booty. He's got a great everything. Ken's a sexy
Are his toes curling?
I don't think. Oh, I think you. Oh, is this when you guys get into your Booma Chicka Wow Wow? Booma Chicka Wow.
Oh, my God. I think. Yes, it is. Because we haven't really.
Got it on yet.
Oh, we've got a fun scene coming up.
Do we?
Yes. We have a fun scene.
Oh, that, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Exactly.
Of course. Before having sex,
before
you
having
always
sex,
do this.
You have to brush your teeth.
Yes, I mean. Oh, there's the sun. We go to bed early, don't we? It's like early to bed.
It took you a while to walk over to that sink.
I know.
The bed's like 2 feet over there.
It's like a guest house. Now here's like the mandatory toothpaste scene in all your movies now.
It's so erotic, right? Toothpaste.
He shares it.
Oh, he puts it. He puts his toothpaste on your brush. No, that's love. And he's like, gonna put more on you.
I know. It's like
that'll get you in the mood.
That'll get me in the mood. He probably put roofies in it.
She's like, I want some toothpaste too.
Really? Oh God!
I want his his toothpaste when he put some of his toothpaste on my brush.
Oh, God. Can you imagine you having a scene with her just putting her hand in there with a toothbrush?
That's how you get a girl in the mood to splash her. Splash her with, with a mouthful of toothpaste.
Toothpaste, yeah, that gets me in the mood.
That'll get you the splasher. There you go, yeah, splash.
Yeah, splash. Oh yeah, oh yeah, here you go. It's like, oh, we're so funny.
We're so cute.
I'm getting horny as hell.
I'm getting horny as hell.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you got some on you.
And look, watch that. I love how you end your scenes. You always have that smile. It's like, and a cut to Boma Chica Wow Wow.
I know.
I don't even think you guys even get it on at this point either. No, you guys are still talking.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It takes you guys forever to get out of those clothes.
It does. It does.
All this foreplay.
I know. Oops. I'm going to go for it, I guess.
Oh, did you just rub noses?
Yes. Yes. We were Eskimos in another life.
And you go for the straddle.
Oh, yeah.
You go for the straddle.
Now, they always have the women on top so they can see the breasts and everything, right? Isn't that how they...
I don't know. I haven't had sex with a woman since I was, like, 18, so I can't remember, so...
Did she get on top?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But, okay, look at your body. Look how good you look.
I know, I want a time machine and just, like...
You still look great.
Oh,
you still look great. Your body looks great. It's just you just always stayed healthy and in shape and jogged and everything.
Yeah, I it's good. My parents never were heavy.
Oh yeah,
and maintained their bodies well. So you know that helps too.
You're an only child.
Yes, yes.
Well, look. I mean, this is. You're in town.
Yeah.
For the signing of the documentary that's about us.
Yeah, that's right.
Screaming in High Heels. We're doing a signing. I would highly recommend you Googling Screaming in High Heels to see the documentary on Linnea and Brink and Michelle and myself and Fred Ray and Richard Gabay and all of us. Cool people that. Was directed by Jason Collum, and it's out on DVD and everywhere, so check it out when you can. And we've got more nudity coming up here.
Oh my God.
Look at this.
Look at my toes are curling. Also, it's like, you know, who knows, if it wasn't for you, that documentary might not have happened because of Michelle Brink and I of you putting us in these movies that
were
so cool.
That's right. Yeah, I was the first one to put all three of you in the movies together.
Definitely.
Sorority Babes.
And Nightmare Sisters.
Nightmare Sisters. And that was really the only one where I put all three of you guys in together. And no one else did put the three of you guys in together until I reunited you and put you guys in Cougar Cult.
That's right.
Which is now available at Redbox.
Yes.
So very exciting. And Amazon.com and iTunes. And there you go. So, and Netflix. But look at you go. Look at you
I know. This is not as long a scene as Ties, but it's like, you know, it's like.
It's a hot scene.
I
could have put you with a really scary looking guy. But
that would have been horrible.
Yeah, but at least this guy was a nice guy. He was cute.
Oh, he was nice. And I'd already done a scene with him in Creepazoid, so
we
were familiar.
Yeah, we were familiar in that sort of way.
It's so funny, too, because, like, people look at it and, oh, well, doesn't the guy get turned on? And you're like, well, no, he's got, like, everybody looking at him. And
has that ever happened to you? Has a guy ever, like, gotten overly excited doing a scene with
you? No, because I really haven't done that many erotic scenes. It's mainly been silly.
Well, you've been nude scenes, but not sex scenes.
Right. Or by myself, or something like that.
Right.
I've just done a few with, like, this kind of scene. So,
didn't you do a scene?
In summer camp, somebody told me the guy that I was with got something. I didn't.
Really?
No. I was so naive then. But I don't know.
Are we all?
Oh, yeah. When we look back.
She's such a good actress, that Tyrannal, that very long look.
I love it.
Knows how to sell it.
I know. She really can. Oh, he's got tan marks.
Uh-huh. And you're hiding his crack there with your thumb.
Yeah, it's like, let's play hide the crack.
With your calf.
It's like, oh, wait, don't upstage me. I'm going to...
I don't want your butt to upstage me.
Yeah, really. So I'm going to hide it with my foot.
This is a pretty wild scene, isn't it?
Yes. He's kissing me, and then don't block me again.
Holy cow.
I know, it's like... I should have scratched him like like a wild animal or something. But
you always, during these scenes, always have a big smile on your face.
I know.
It's like, oh, I'm so happy.
I know. It's like, great. Now she's getting a little bit upset.
You probably have more love scenes with girls in a movie, right? Or no?
No.
You've never had a girl-girl scene?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But there's been more with guys.
With guys like us.
Yeah. Okay. You know, and like a lot of them have been campy.
Campy and fun.
You know, and fun. Things like that. Yeah. Oops.
Oh, now she's got to watch the TV.
Oh, that's right. She has her own, like...
closed-circuit television.
Closed-circuit television, which was something back then.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. She's like, I'm going to watch a documentary. Oh, now I'm on top.
Look at you guys go.
I know. And that's before they had the patch thing.
Oh, really?
Yep.
We didn't have the patch on you guys?
No.
There was no patch or modesty? What is it? Modesty patch?
Never had modesty patches on our sets.
Oh, my God.
It was before they were really popular.
Really? Oh, my God.
Well, this was, if I'm this correct, before... AIDS and all that was really...
No, it was definitely...
Was it an issue then?
No, it wasn't. Well, because there was really no intercourse going on.
It was all simulated.
It wasn't even like there was any, you know, stuff. But
no.
It was more of a... kind of like a Michelle on that show.
A lot of times you'd have a sheet draped, like, between you or something like that. You'd have something.
I don't think there was any... I remember modesty patches, and I'm not sure when that sort of happened. You did beach babes for me, but you didn't do any nudity.
No, I didn't do any nudity. I just remember that one story about one girl, but won't go into that.
Okay. Orange juice.
Oh yeah,
so perky.
Now, why is hers like? It's not even orange. It's kind of yellow.
I don't know.
Sure.
Ken always ate. Remember what he did?
His prop food during rehearsals.
He would always eat his prop food during
especially
rehearsals.
Especially on Creepazoids. He's supposed to, like, scarf down it. And I kept telling him, don't eat so much. Don't eat so much on rehearsals.
So you wait. You kind of pantomime for rehearsal, and then you eat when it's time to go.
But he would just go for it during rehearsals and be, like, stuffed.
Well, he always would starve himself prior to shooting one of my movies because he always he was always naked in my movies. Oh, so he always... You know, wanted to be as trim and thin, and so he would always. So by the time he got to the food, he was starving.
Starving to death. Yes.
So. How long have you been seeing
Chris? Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Did you ever get on a special diet prior to doing a scene like this?
No.
No.
I wouldn't do that.
You always ate like a bird, anyway.
Well, yeah.
You always ate like a bird.
I guess so.
I just don't remember you ever having a big meal. Do you?
No, not really.
I don't think I ever saw you eat a big meal. You was always, she pulled
it. Uh-oh.
Bitch.
Where did she have that stashed at? Now, this scene, I was so mad at you. I wasn't really mad. I was embarrassed because I could see you peripherally off screen laughing your ass off.
I was laughing.
And I was like, oh, God. I'm like... I must look like really stupid or something, and I'm like trying to be like, you know, all upset and crying and like being like, you know, scared, and I could just see you going doubled over laughing.
Well, because you were tied up with that gag in
I know.
And you were like really panicked, and to me it was so ridiculous.
I know it. I know it, because I could get away in an instant, but
it was just
so funny.
I'm still laughing.
I know it.
It was such a classic, like moment.
Tied up on the chair.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. And usually it's always when, you know, they always like don't shoot someone, they just leave them alive and leave the room, like all the James Bond movies and that. I'll just let you die.
And your boobs are so perky in that top too.
Yeah.
It's just like
those happened there.
You always wear a lot of tight tops.
Yes.
Oh, that's the back door into the. Oh yeah, this is your.
Oh, that luggage! Don't just throw my luggage around.
And what Tom Calloway, the DP, suggests that you instead of throwing the clothes into the.
Yeah.
He said, take the mirror off and just throw them in the. Throw them through the mirror into that secret room.
Oh God, that's I didn't and hear I that. That is so funny.
I started laughing my ass off when he suggested
the secret room.
So you're telling me that
now,
Mrs. Moreland made it a
You never see her turn off the camera. Yes. So that tape must be really long.
Long tape. She had it on LP mode.
Yep, LP mode. I forgot all about the LP and SP.
VHS tapes now, they're just so clunky when you put them in. It's like clunk, 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 clunk.
You're right.
How in the world that ever...
And then when it would eat your tape, oh, God. That was the worst.
I know.
That was so bad.
She's so perky here.
I'm sorry.
You're right.
She left
for something, the movie.
Yeah.
Gone?
Yeah, but it's good news, I think.
I wouldn't worry about it at all.
Did she leave me a note or anything?
Check your
Look at the paper bags. He's got groceries.
This is a lot of series of one type of shot. I mean, it's like a lot of one-ers, a lot of no coverage, which is what you really did back in the day. First of all, we had so little film to work with.
Well, you'd usually do the master.
And some coverage.
And then some coverage.
But sometimes it would just shoot just the coverage. I mean, just shoot the one shot and that was it.
Yeah.
You know? Like in Nightmare Sisters, all those endless master shots.
Oh, my God, yes. Tons of them. Now, that's an interesting shirt. What's cool is you showed him pulling it out of the bag.
Yeah.
A lot of directors wouldn't have been...
Really?
Yeah.
Right. I don't even remember
yeah,
that.
You showed him when he got there pulling that shirt out of the bag. So, you know,
it's that attention to detail that I'm known for.
Yes, exactly. Ah, ha, ha.
Oh, she's ready. She wants some of that.
That and the tidy whities.
She's like, she's like all upset now.
It's like, what am I going to do?
I'm tied up in the, I guess you're supposed to be in the basement?
I can't be with you anymore.
Yes, I'm in their basement.
Yeah, which we end up shooting
Beverly Hills basement.
Beverly Hills basement. I think we ended up shooting that basement scene at that loft downtown anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oops, the tape ran out. Or there's just something on it. Or wait, what is she going to watch now?
I think she's watching... Oh, her.
Oh, herself. Okay. And she's thinking, ooh, he's not going to get away from me.
Exactly.
Yeah, I forgot that. That she watched that part. Oh, no. David's bent over laughing in the background. Uh-oh. I think she's going to take care of me now.
Maybe this was that loft. I can't remember. I can't remember.
Well, there's that rug.
Perfect little Mr. Wonderful.
Right.
That rug. Where was that rug before?
Very bad.
That was probably Royce.
Yes.
I think you'd really be upset if you knew.
I'm trying to remember where it was before I saw it in the movie before.
I don't know for what, but you just might need it.
So.
You wanted to do it.
Oh, my stomach growled. Hopefully it didn't.
Record.
Yeah, record.
Wow. They'll
think it's cougar cult.
Cougar cult. Grrr.
Yeah.
Those great shots of you watching that guy with the hose.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, now she shows you the video.
That's it. That's it. I forgot that. And then I'm like going, oh, my God. This is even scarier.
Oh, no.
I know. Yeah, there's a magazine there. On what was he reading? I don't see my photo in the picture.
I don't see. see my film. I don't see my 8x10.
My 8x10.
My 8x10 glossy. God. I don't see my 8x10 glossy.
I know.
Another hot shot of Ken Abraham.
Yeah. With the shirt open. It's just so hot.
Oh, there's
a... Uh-oh. That's me because of bracelets.
But isn't that... Why do directors make you put your hand all the way up your leg like
I don't know. I guess it's supposed to be sexy.
Is it?
I guess.
It's out of focus is what it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's
I got it. At least I have no clothes to remove, which I'm not really good at. And like going, yes, and you're not.
You're not.
It's like, oh God, something's wrong. Now these shorts are a little longer, I think.
Are they? I like the short shorts.
I did too. What is he?
He's planting
still
some
planting
stuff.
Stuff?
He's planting stuff. Now he wants a little water.
Sure he does.
A little tap water, a little L.A. tap water.
Yeah, really.
Not smart. That's the most dangerous thing in Deadly Embrace is the L.A. tap water.
Yeah, right.
But he heard some noise. I can't remember what he heard. Oh, and he finds her in there.
Oh, boy. Now he knows what he's been being taped. What the hell have you done? She's wearing her hair kind of like me.
Yeah, she is.
Yes!
I don't remember even thinking about that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because I had that little thing going on with my hair.
The little tuft.
Yes. She's trying to turn into me or something, maybe.
She didn't know what you needed.
Do you remember doing that on purpose or anything?
Uh-huh. I don't remember. I mean, I remember very little about this shoot. I just remember we had to get through it. Fast.
Yes. How many pages a day do you think you did?
About 25.
Wow.
You understand that, don't you? Don't you?
20, 25.
That's good. That's really good. He's like, thank God she didn't shoot me. But now he's mad. Now he's mad. But look how smart I am. I'm like, you know, Mr. Ed pretty soon. Uh-oh. Gun comes out. And she's crying.
She can turn on the waterworks, that girl.
That's an art. That's really
something. That's a real art.
Ooh! That's right. She's going to kill herself. Uh-oh. Now, I love the sound of the gun.
Really?
It's... No, not
it's,
really.
It's like it sounded like a cap gun.
It sounds like a cap gun. It's like, oh! And he's like, oh, what was that? It's like, Ken, she was going to kill herself and now you shot her. You know?
Well, she was struggling with that gun.
That's true. That's
it's
true.
Either him or her and...
Yeah.
She,
I wouldn't kill her. I wouldn't do that to you.
And then it's like, lights out.
I love you.
I love the expression on his face. Now I figure out, I know how to do it. I'm just like a trick dog.
You really did.
Yeah.
This is actually not a bad sequence. It actually works.
No, it works. Everybody comes in on time. You know, it's like, you know. See, the shorts are longer.
Yeah, shorts are longer. Aren't the short shorts? Oh, that's the basement. That's the basement of God knows what.
I know.
Get me out of here. I don't even know what that was. Maybe that was the basement of the loft we're shooting in.
That it must have been. I know. Oh my God.
Pants.
They are. But that's how you wore them back then. You'd lay on the bed and zip them up.
Really? Look at how those things are painted on.
They are.
You bastard.
Yeah. He's like, what do I go for?
Jesus Christ.
Uh oh.
I'll be damned if I know how.
I love the way you don't know what how he's gonna react to her being dead. You know.
This is the blood is already on him at this point. I just shot it tight, and then I put it on him, and I did a tilt down reveal.
And now is she dead? No.
And this is before CGI, so we actually had not squibs. We had.
Oh.
And I tilt down. He already had the blood on him.
Oh, that's great. That was brilliant.
Tilt
see.
Back up, reveal, and then he falls. Like perfect. He just like.
That was great.
He's like so good.
Meanwhile, no. When she's dying, is she thinking of this?
I think so.
She's just a sex maniac.
It's a bad.
That was a very weird shot to put in there after she died.
Cut to Michelle's beaver.
I know. It's like, wait a minute now.
Oh, we were so naughty back then.
We were. We should have been spanked.
We should have been spanked. Yes. We were so naughty.
God.
We were so naughty back then.
No dessert for us.
No dessert for us. Just a good old spanking.
Yes.
That donut is what I was thinking about.
I know.
I've been thinking about that donut since it said Deadly Embrace at the beginning.
Me too. There's a donut store in the Valley that says, don't get a divorce, get a donut.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
I love that.
Should have been the tagline for this movie.
You're right.
Deadly Embrace. Don't get a divorce.
Get a donut.
I don't think those were Ken's hands. Like that I don't know whose hands those
You
were.
Trying to make me believe?
Yeah.
And that might have been Fred Cameron's.
Could be.
Too much smoke.
Never hurt anybody.
Oh my God! It's just like
she too did. Much smoke.
I mean, it adds an atmospheric sorry, type of. Did the other DP?
Blakely.
Blake.
See Blake shot.
Yeah. Because he's heavily into the gels and stuff.
Gels and backlight.
Yes.
And he was very much of music.
Really good.
So like a music video DP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell.
Excellent DP. I used him on that. And, a wonderful cast is worth remembering.
Did you think of that?
I think so. I think a good cast is worth repeating was the other, was the other one that was used back in the good old days. But, we replay the credits again on the end.
Isn't that sweet?
I don't know why we did that, but we did. And they're Video Chiron credits, and I don't know why we did that.
What are Video Chiron credits? That's a new one on me.
I don't understand why I did that. I don't know why I didn't do just film credits at the end, but this was one of those movies that we just had to get finished pretty quick. And
it's not like... And you can actually read them, not like these movies where it's like.
Yes, exactly. Doug Chartier's gone.
Did this show on USA?
No. This never played television, I don't think.
And it didn't get much of a release either.
No, it was just video, just video, and it really didn't get out there much. But I remember we did a fairly decent deal with Prism, but I don't remember ever getting in that many stores. I think.
No. So this will be a real treat for a lot of people, but you know,
Yolanda's Ethiopian Cafe.
I don't remember that.
I don't know.
I remember Lori's Catering.
Lori's Kitchen did their
Lori's
catering.
Kitchen. That's
know,
it.
Maybe on this one, I don't know what the hell happened. I think half the names of this aren't even real. Like Wilfred
Kibawat,
Bibi Hearsay,
Aneri and Abuadua,
Frank's Gun Shop, Will Anders, the Florentine Family. Burbank Outdoor Furniture, Del Thatcher, the Bamboo. I have no idea who these people are. I think it was all part of
civil prosecutions.
Exactly.
We should for some of those shots.
I know. Tell me about it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, that was fun, Linnea.
The end. That was a blast.
You can find me at rapidheart.com. You can find Linnea on her website, Googler. Thanks for checking out Deadly Embrace.
Yeah.